T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Turns out Jason Sudeikis will not be reprising his role as Joe Biden on SNL this season. Did you see yesterday who's taking over?
No, who?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that announced or
yes,
did they really?
SNL announced it on Twitter yesterday. Lorne Michaels said there was some interest on his part, and then SNL responded positively, and then ultimately Jim Carrey and Colin Jost sat down and said, like, what's your angle going to be? And they thought it was funny, and they decided to go with him. I think that's so interesting.
So does that mean a potential? I mean, Alec Baldwin obviously has been doing it for 4+ years.
Yeah.
Does that mean Jim Carrey potentially would too?
I think. Right?
Baldwin lives in New York. Jim Carrey, I'm pretty sure, lives in L.A.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe just through the election. Who knows?
But you make an interesting point. Like, if Joe Biden, if Joe Biden wins the election, is Jim Carrey ready to do 4 years? I'm sure that was part of the discussion, that this might not be a short-term thing. That might also be why Jason Sudeikis isn't doing it this season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's not a bad excuse to make a move. It's like, yeah, I got this 5-minute gig once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you know, I wonder if this is Jim Carrey. He's hosted the show a few times, but, you know, you've talked about it in Things You Didn't Know or Bonafide or Bogus. He auditioned for the show and didn't make the cut. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Jim Carrey probably got over that when he became the highest paid movie star for several years.
You wonder, though, if that's like still this deep-seated thing inside him where he wants to be part of the cast. I don't know. Jim Carrey's been a little eccentric as of late in the last few years. I mean, he's always been a little eccentric, but
I can't wait to see it. I think it'll be funny.
Me too. Kanye on a Twitter rampage yesterday. It included him tweeting out every single individual page of his record label contracts.
Awesome. I mean,
it went on for a while. And then he finally tweeted out the number of Forbes magazine's editor and urged his fans to call. That's a no-no. That's doxing in the Twitterverse. So they banned him from Twitter for 12 hours. And Rick Fox ended up putting out the tweet saying Kanye wants everyone to know that he was just banned from Twitter.
Rick Fox?
Yeah. Awesome. He was like, my friend Kanye wants you to know that he was banned from Twitter for 12 hours. Or something crazy.
It's weird that happened. Kanye's like, did somebody call Rick Fox? Let's get this
right, yeah.
Like, you're Kanye West. Anyone could have shared that message for you.
He posted a picture of one of his Grammys in the toilet, and it looked like he was relieving himself on it.
Oh, boy.
He is not, you know, his family's talked a lot about his bipolar disorder. He is clearly in the middle of something.
Yeah, somebody needs to do something.
Yeah. I think that's what
Rick
Kim Kardashian
Fox needs to get over there.
Yeah.
He does.
Give him a pep talk.
Yeah, he's been doing some work on Law and Order SVU, so he's, you know, he's schooled in law and order.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Ooh, hitting a bit of a rough patch during coronavirus. We've talked about it extensively. Coronavirus and quarantining together can either bring you closer together and speed up your marriage plans, Tim Conaby, love interest, or it can really make you feel suffocated and stressed, which, according to one source, is what Gwen and Blake are going through on his ranch in Oklahoma. They're both stretched to the limit. The stress, they say that it comes from the stress of moving. They just purchased a $13 million mansion in Encino in May, and this move has just turned into a nightmare.
Not enough space.
Yeah, right. I was with them on the moving part, and then you started talking about the $13 million ranch, and I was like, I cannot identify with that.
Yeah, I don't think any move turns into that much of a nightmare when you have that much money, that then you start hiring assistants to handle the move.
You should send them a fax and let them know how you did it.
And Drew Barrymore, you know, the Drew Barrymore show premiered, and she's making lots of headlines. She interviewed Jane Fonda recently, which Jane Fonda always makes me think of Kevin's mom.
You and me both, man. You know what's sad is she never liked Jane Fonda, primarily because of the Vietnam War and the Hanoi Jane stuff, but my mom looks an awful lot like Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So they were talking about men, and Drew said she's sworn off men for the last 5 years. She doesn't have the bandwidth.
Is her show just a talk? Like, what format is it, basically?
It's a talk show, but it's pretty cool because they use special effects to make it look like the guests are actually there.
Oh, I saw a little clip of that.
Yeah, they do green screen and stuff. So that's kind of a different angle with it. So it's, you know, in the time of Corona, it looks like it's a real show as opposed to, you know, video stuff.
Huh. She's lived such an interesting life. I mean, man. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40.
You come over right.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness celebrating 37 years. You can join Club Fitness right now with 37-cent enrollment. We talked about it in the 640 Schmig. Jim Carrey is going to be starring on SNL this season as Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. So Jason Sudeikis will not be continuing the role. Interesting to see if Maya Rudolph will be Kamala Harris, because she said she already had talked to Lauren Michaels about it a little bit. But I don't know if they're going to change it up. They're already working on what the new season's going to look like, since they will be in studio. There will not be a studio audience, so I don't know if they're going to pipe in laughter. And they said it's going to be really limited, bare bones production crew, and everybody's going to be really spaced out.
I wonder, you know, hair and makeup and all that is such an important part of SNL, and they do such a great job of transforming people in such short amounts of time. That obviously is something where it's difficult to maintain social distance. I wonder what that'll look like.
Yeah. And they said in terms of guest stars popping up, it's going to be a lot like last season, where if you have a Brad Pitt as Dr. Anthony Fauci or whoever it is, they're probably going to pop up virtually, like via Zoom.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting to see. Kanye West banned from Twitter for sharing a journalist's phone number. He was banned for 12 hours yesterday.
12 hours seems... I mean, my nephew gets longer timeouts. You know what I mean? Like, what's... Right. It seems weird.
Well, and when they banned him yesterday afternoon, like, you're going to sleep off most of that Twitter ban, right?
Right.
So, yeah, his ban was lifted while he was asleep. Elton John's former wife suing him. This is interesting.
Renata?
Yes. They're trying to deal with this out of court settlement. But But she apparently was not happy about Rocket Man, the movie, and his autobiography. She claimed, so they married in 1984 and they split 4 years later. And she says the depiction of their marriage seriously misrepresented the nature of their relationship. Since the movie and the autobiography, she's had recurring nightmares, fear, depression, anxiety, and agoraphobia.
Wow.
I don't know what about that would make her afraid of spiders. That seems so weird. I could have done better. I'm sorry.
His lawyers say it's a cash grab.
Yeah, what do we think? I mean,
well,
Lance, you seem to be more familiar with her than the rest of us.
I thought, and maybe it was in the movie, I thought she came from a really wealthy family. I don't know. I don't know.
One particular sore spot in the book was that Elton said he never wanted to have kids until he met his husband, David Furnish. She counters, saying that they tried to have children, but were unable to conceive.
I mean, what? But that doesn't... You can't sue somebody over that. Is it? Does anybody's ex get fair treatment in their autobiography?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting because I thought something came... You know, when the movie came out, someone reached her for comments. I'm going to have to go back because I don't remember exactly what she said. Taylor Swift on the ACM...
She's probably like, I'm thinking about suing.
Yeah, right. Posted. Taylor Swift on the ACMs last night, and on the heels of that, she joined some rarefied air. Her album, 1989, has spent 300 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart, one of only four albums by women to do so.
Ooh. Do we know what the other three are?
Yeah, I do. You want to guess?
Cher.
Nope.
Madonna.
Nope.
No, I was asking you, please share.
Wow. Yeah. Carole King's Tapestry.
Oh, yeah.
318 weeks. Lana Del Rey's Born to Die.
What?
364 weeks. I know. Don't get me
started. Maybe don't share.
And Adele's 21.
Makes sense, too.
Has spent 482 weeks on the chart. More than any other woman. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon wins it all with 950 weeks. So Taylor is about a third of the way there.
Tim did not purchase that album at any time during that 9-year stretch.
I did my part.
Actually, that would be 19 years.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, yeah. So, congrats to Taylor. That's Entertainment Schmig.
That's it.
More online at Y98.com. And right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
I'm just picturing Tim Comby as professional Pink Floyd heckler.
Yeah.
Standing outside the record store. And as people go in, you're like, you're not going to buy Dark Side of the Moon, are you?
Here's $20. Go buy Lana Del Rey. She might catch him.
I just like his spirited disapproval.
Boo.
North County, westbound 270. We had a minor crash near West Flores.
Y98, it's time for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, September 17th. We'll start off with a star from Bloodlines. And, of course, you know him best from Friday Night Lights. How old is Kyle Chandler?
I want you to know your friends and your family are going to be watching every second.
Oh, yeah.
54.
I think that's a good guess. 53.
All right, 52.
55.
Mm. Wrong way.
How old is director... And I guess you'd call him a one-hit wonder, Baz Luhrmann.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen.
Is that his voice or did he just write that?
No. Okay.
He's German or something, right?
That's not his voice or his writing.
Yeah, he just produced it, put it together.
It was someone who worked for a newspaper wrote like a...
Oh, that's right.
An opinion piece and then he had somebody voice it.
He just...
put it together.
Put his name on it.
I don't know. I don't have a clue what Baz Luhrmann looks like or sounds like, it turns out.
60?
60 is correct.
Really?
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
I'll look him up.
I'm doing this one for the sound effect. How old is NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson?
Fifty-eight.
Wow. Kevin, are these guesses really high?
Yes. How old did you say Baz Luhrmann was?
60. 60.
Nope.
He's not?
58.
What? Oh. I got 60 on mine.
Yep, this thing says 58.
All right, well, I'm going to say Jimmy Johnson's 36.
Jimmy Johnson? 45. Oh. 45. Well,
you guys are closer than I was.
Really? It says Baz Luhrmann 58?
Yeah, it does.
60? That's crazy. Maybe
he looks.
If he used sunscreen, he would look 58.
Right. We talked about how today is the day that Oprah introduced her book club. And one of Oprah's proteges has a birthday today. He was the interior designer. He had his own show for a while. How old is Nate Berkus?
Today on the Nate Berkus Show, how to move out so you can move back in.
This is a big deal. It's a change of life.
I love Nate Berkus.
My brother, Curran, worked on the Nate Berkus Show for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it wasn't on very long, but for as long as it was on, he worked on it. Yeah. I met old Nate a few times.
Oh, I love Nate. He's a delight.
51.
Okay. 45.
49.
No, wow.
Hey, how old did you say Jimmy Johnson was?
Jimmy Johnson was 45.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
All right. And finally, how old is Cassandra Peterson? You know her better as the Mistress of the Dark.
Elvira. My heart's on fire for Elvira.
Oh.
Song unrelated to her, right?
Right.
Okay.
But she's been around for a long time, which I think is deceiving because I think she started when she was really young.
Which brings you to your guess.
Yeah. 58. No, she might be in her 60s. Too late.
67.
That's what I was going to think, or what I was thinking, but I'm going to say 68.
She is 69. At least according to my facts. Hopefully they're not all wrong.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Sorry, Mr. Luhrmann.
I could have gone along the rest of my day thinking Baz Luhrmann was 60.
Baz could too.
Yeah.
You Lance.
Know, he's actually young. He wears sunscreen, so he looks
insane. Lance, how's traffic?
Northbound 55 near Merrimack Bottom Road. We got a report of debris in the roadway there. We had that double whammy late in the rush hour, 64.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.